So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shenadr Benazir, Vahisa Shaysa Beyayin Matamala Mason, Hareza Sefekis Esarba. A woman who took on a Naziris, and then she drank wine or was Matamala Mais, she's punished with Malkus. Hafala Baila Vihila Yadisha Hafala Baila, Vahisa Shaysa Beyayin Matamala Mason, Eina Sefekis Esarba. If her husband nullified the Naziris while she did not know, and she then drank wine or was Matamala Mais, she does not receive Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Eina Sefek Yitzis Arbam, Tisvig Malkus Mardis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that although she does not receive Malkus Daraisa, however, she does receive Malkus Darabanan. The Gemara cites a Braisa, however, Tzricha Kapara Veslicha, she still requires a Kapara, even though there was no actual Avera, as the Pasuk states, Isha Haferim Vahashem Yislach Lo, even after Hafara, she still requires a Kapara, because Li'isuri Chavan, she did intend to transgress. Similarly, Achal Chaticha Sabek Shal Shum and Sabek Shal Chalef, a person who ate a piece of meat that was possibly of forbidden fats, he still requires a kapara, even though he did not intend to transgress, in which he brings a carbon Ashim Tali, as the Pasuk states, V'lo yoda v'ashim v'nasa v'ayne, because the Ika Isura, there was a Safek Avera. Rabbi Kiva makes a kavachemer through this, that if one requires a kapara, when the skaven lalis biyadi basa chazer v'ala biyadi basa tle, he only intended to transgress, but there was no avera. And when the skaven lalis biyadi basa tle v'ala biyadi basa chazer, he did not intend to transgress, but there was an avera. Then certainly one requires a kapara when both the skaven lalis biyadi basa chazer v'ala biyadi basa chazer, he intended to transgress, and there was an avera. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentioned a machlekes discussed at length in Masechtas Krisis, where the one is obligated for an Ashim Tali only when there were before him Shtei Chatichos, Achas Shal Chelev V'Achas Shal Shumen, also referred to as Ischazik Isura. There were two pieces of meat, one permitted and the other is certainly prohibited, in which he ate one piece but does not know which one he ate. Or he is obligated for an Ashim Tali even when there was before him Chaticha Achas, Savak Shal Shumen, Savak Shal Chelev, also referred to as Lo Yischazik Isura. There was only one piece of meat that was possibly prohibited, and he ate that piece. The Gemara continues with a pasuk that states, Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem, Vatzadikim Yelchu Bam, Upoishlim Yikashl Bam. Rabbi Yechanan says the pasuk refers to a mitzvah. For instance, Shnei B'nei Adam Shetzalu Es Peschein, Echad Achal L'Shum Mitzvah, Ve'echad Achal L'Shum Achil Gasa. Two people performed the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach, in which one intended to fulfill the mitzvah properly, when he was not satiated, while the other intended to fulfill the mitzvah wrongly, when he was already satiated. The one who intended for the mitzvah is considered tzaddik, while the one who intended for achilagasa is considered a pesheya, a sinner. Rish Lakish says the pasuk refers to an avera. For instance, mashal l'loit u'shtei b'nai savimai, the incident of Lot and his daughters who committed the same transgression. However, the daughters who intended for a mitzvah are considered tzaddikim, while Lot, who intended for an avera, is considered a pesheya. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, a person who commits an avera with proper intentions achieves the status of a person who performs a mitzvah with improper intentions, as the pasuk states, "Tevarach minoshim yal eishes chevra keni minoshim oil tevarach." Yal, who committed an avera lishma, is considered as the imohis who resided in tents. Yehuda Merav says, "La'olam yasik adam b'tayru v'mitzvahs afilah shalay lishman shemitech shalay lishman balishman." A person should always learn Torah and perform mitzvahs, even when he has improper intentions, because he will eventually come to have proper intentions, as we see. Shebeschar membeis karbanis shehikriv balak harasha zochav yatzim in the rus, that balak who brought karbanis with the intention of harming Klal Yisrael was nevertheless rewarded with a descendant such as the tzaddikis Ruth. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba Amar b'yichanan, minayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapech afila schar sicha na. Hashem rewards one even for using refined language, as the pasuk that refers to Mayev states, atatzer es Mayev batiska b'milchama. Klal Yisrael were prohibited only to wage war with Mayev. However, Tzurim Tzarinan, they were permitted to aggravate them, because Mayev was given an unrefined name. However, the pasuk refers to Amin states, Atitzurim, Atiskabam, in which Afilat Siur relates to Tzarin and Klal, they were prohibited even to aggravate Amin, because Amin was given a more refined name. Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha says, Lo ilam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always hasten to perform a mitzvah, as we see from Leit's daughters, in which Bischar Laila Achas, Shekadmasa Bechira Litzira, Zachsa Bekadma Arba Darius Bistral Malchus. The older daughter performed her mitzvah one night earlier and was rewarded with Jewish descendants 4 generations earlier.